Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So speaking of young people and something that, you know, you always got to pay attention to young people. So like I said, Nasir, he's heavy on TikTok. He's on Instagram, but he's not really on Instagram like that. He's more on TikTok. He also introduced me a few years ago to a cultural phenomenon that once I got introduced to it, I became very, very interested and enthralled with, that made interesting news today, called FaZe Clan. Mm.
Yeah.
FaZe Clan, cultural phenomenon.
That's crazy.
Gaming crew who encompasses the whole culture. News broke that they partnering with a SPAC to go public early 2022.
Yeah.
$1 billion valuation.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this SPAC situation for a little bit, because people still don't fully understand what this SPAC thing is. It just took the whole world by surprise.
Yeah.
What's a SPAC?
You want me to give you the technical definition? I will give you the technical definition. A SPAC is a special purpose acquisition company, hence the acronym SPAC. Basically, a pile of cash reserved for a merger that went through the initial public offering process. The entire point of SPACs is to find a private company to merge with. When that happens, the target company essentially goes public without some of the hassles of traditional IPO process. So if you're trying to go public, obviously, if you're trying to IPO, there's a long list of things you have to do.
Yeah.
I guess we can call this kind of the shortcut.
It's a backdoor way to go.
It's a shortcut, yeah.
To go public.
Go public, yeah.
But I mean, it's crazy. FaZe Clan.
I mean, we were sitting together this morning, and I was like, "Yo, so you gotta see this." And when he looked, I saw his eyes go, "Wow!" Because I know in his mind is like, "Content creators, yeah. That's $1 billion."
Gaming market. That's why I always tell my brother, like, being a gamer, you're in one of the biggest spaces that there is to be, but. Investors, venture capital, private equity, they have to spend money because you have to get a return for clients. So most SPACs fall apart because the underlying product is not good. Mm-hmm. They're acquiring, but this could be one if they have all the systems in place and ecosystem that could do pretty well. But most SPACs fall apart. Here's the part that you guys don't realize, like the people that bring it forward, they have a protection. So they're guaranteed to be able to get some profit or at least break even.
Yeah.
Because I even had one brought to me. And my main question was, okay, what is the underlying business that you're going to acquire? once I didn't get the answer I wanted, I'm like, I'm not going to put my reputation on the line to make a quick flip on it. Like, it doesn't make sense to do so. That's why you see even like Chamath was having a great run, mm-hmm. and then it slowed down, which goes back to the core of what we talked about with Facebook. Like, the underlying business has to be incredible. Like, once you go public, great, you may get a bang.
Yeah.
Trump's offering went crazy, but it's like, if the underlying product is not amazing, eventually it's going to fall flat and end up negative. And that's why I always tell you guys, just invest in the best companies on earth. So you'll be safe.
Yeah. So right now they have, that's what they're looking at, right? Like, yo, we go public, but what are we offering? So right now they're an esports company. They have merchandise, they have digital content, which is kind of how they got the evaluation. And we kind of spoke about valuations, how they rated. Yeah. So here's the math on it really quickly. Before they went public, well, before they got the SPAC deal, the estimated revenue was $50 million for this
year. That's incredible.
$50 million from merchandising esports, which is a huge industry, and obviously the digital content. They got a multiple of 20, right?
Which is fair.
Because obviously it's technology, the e-gaming, it's a lot, the digital space.
Yeah.
So they got a multiple of 20. So if they did 50 million this year, you do the times 20.
This is fair valuation.
This is how you get the value.
And here's the crazy part. Put in chat if you ever heard of this entity before. Like, they don't even have 50% market share yet.
Who? FaZe Clan?
Yeah. So like, as they continue to grow, like if they become the number one gaming group there is, they may be worth $100 billion. At some point, e-gaming and esports, it's probably going to be the number one genre of athletics.
It has that same business model in it, why we love Google, why we love Disney. The audience will always get younger, right? Yeah. Like, we may not be playing games, but our kids are playing games. When our kids have kids, they're most likely going to be playing games. And so even now, I like the vision of it. They're looking at what can we acquire to prove the valuation. Yeah. And so that one of the things that the CEO said, he was like, look, we're looking for hardware companies, software companies, and add other type of tech brands into their portfolios. This is the interesting part, right? They have 350 million followers across TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, that's YouTube, and Twitch. This is the number, though. 80% of the audience is between the ages 13 to 34.
And that audience can grow with them for a 20-year cycle.
Easy.
Yeah.
And then here comes the next cycle.
Yeah.
Right? Because those 34-year-olds, the 34-year-olds probably have the 8 or 9-year-olds who are all going to be a part of that population. I mean, gaming is what it is. My kids been playing games since they were 4 or 5 years old.
It's so important. Like, once you build that base and have that killer fan base that loves what you do, like, it's still niche, even though the valuation is at a billion, they are going to have tremendous upside.
Because when we saw the message, I sent it to him, I saw his mind go crazy. From a creative standpoint, what was your thoughts, though, from a creator?
I mean, you already know who have I been comparing FaZe Clan to for the last 6 months to anybody that would listen. We talk about that later on, though, man.
Certain things don't need to be said.
Shout out to everybody on YouTube, 7,600 people, man. I just want to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've been checking in. I love y'all.
I want to
What up? 7,600? Wow.
Hit the like button, please. Hit the like button. All right. I just want to give as much value as possible because I know today's a big day. I've been wanting to talk about this briefly for a while because I know that, as I said, there's new people that always watch Market Mondays, and we want to make sure that every once in a while we can just give some basic information that everybody can use. So I want to talk about, if we can, for a couple minutes, retirement planning. So this is something that's extremely important. Most people's net worth is tied up in two things: the house and their retirement plan. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of people that have any investment in the stock market, vast majority of that is in a retirement plan. You could be a teacher and make $100,000 a year, $90,000 a year, and you might have a brokerage account. You might not have a brokerage account, but you might have $400,000 in your 403B. It's very, very common. Yeah. So a lot of people have a lot of money in retirement plans. So I just wanted to talk about retirement planning a little bit, but from a different aspect, something that we spoke about before, but I think it needs to be revisited. So of course, you know, we have to stay up to date with the time. So in 2022, the rules are going to change as far as how much money that you could put in. So you could put in $20,500 into a 401k. If you're over 50, you could put $27,000. That's a jump from last year. Nice. But for the SEP IRA, you could put $61,000. So for all my business owners out there, this is something that's extremely important, because you could put $20,000 into a regular 401k. And the benefit of that is that, of course, it lowers your taxable income. So you're saving money on taxes, meaning if you make $100,000, you put $20,000 into a 401k, you're taxed on $80,000. But as a business owner, you could put up to $61,000 in 2022, the lesser of 25% of your income or $61,000. So if you're making, you know, a lot of money, and I know a lot of people that watch Market Mondays make a lot of money because they implement the ideas. Yeah. So, so if you're making that kind of money, you know, you could put, that's a substantial amount of money that you could put away. And not only does it go against your taxable income, but, you know, it's growing, and it's growing tax deferred. It's not being taxed as long as you actually leave it in, and you only pay taxes when you take the money out. So a couple of investments that you can do. I mean, we talked about this before. Franklin Diamond Tech Fund is one that I'm very, very passionate about. Yeah, I said that before on episode our episode, yeah. And it's been running ever since. Of course, you got the QQQs of the world, XLK, XLY. You really can't go wrong with any of those type of ETFs that have Apple and Microsoft in it, or those type of companies, you know, technology ETFs. And the reason why I like the Franklin Diamond Tech Fund also is because it's a tech fund, but it's only 40% in tech. Mm-hmm. So it has automobile exposure. It has natural resources exposure. So it's not like putting all your eggs in one basket.
And the drawdown is super low.
Yeah.
Like they barely drop any, like even during 2020, they dropped a little bit, recovered real fast. So
yeah. So somebody said teachers make 90, 100,000. Where?
Yo. Who said that? We make that here in New York.
Nah,
man.
The New York teachers definitely get paid that. That's a fact. Troy was a New York teacher, so that's how I know these numbers.
You my financial advisor. You can't be telling them that. Nah, we do. Shout out to all the teachers that make 100 plus. That used to be the target.
But the trick bag is that 100,000 in New York is not 100,000 in Oklahoma. So.
Yeah,
you know, it's cost of living is a little different, but also the Roth IRA is something that's extremely important as well. The Roth IRA allows you to put money into it, and the difference between the Roth and the traditional is that the money does not go against your income, but when you take it out in retirement, it's tax free. So that's a big difference, because it's like if you have a 401k, you have $1 million in your 401k, you take out that whole $1 million at one time, it's fully taxable as ordinary income. So, you know, depending on what state you live in, you could pay up to 55% of the money in taxes. So it's like you think you have $1 million, but you really have $500,000.
Yeah, when you factor in inflation, if you retire in 20 years.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, but the Roth, if you have $1 million, you take it out, you get $1 million. And then a lot of jobs offer the Roth 401k. So if you're at a job, you should just check if your job offers a Roth 401k, because that's a way where you can actually put money away for your retirement, but not have to pay taxes when you take the money out. So retirement planning is extremely important. And like I said, it's something that, you know, most people are invested in retirement plans, and they don't even know like what they're invested in. Mm-hmm. It just comes out of their paycheck and they just have it. So we can have a way more involved conversation, but I just wanted to just throw that in there real quick. Cause like I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, I talked about like college savings. So every now and then, I want to just talk about these fundamental financial planning things, insurance, retirement planning, college savings, because it's important to have that. I look at like building a house. You can't build the house until you have the foundation set. All of these things are like foundational things. So.
And if your foundation isn't set, please come to Market Mondays Live at Apollo Theater.
Oh, please. <That's love. laughs>
Working on my segues too.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.